out on the road in the van. I'm J.R. Diggs. On my way to pick up the guest this week, as promised last week, Jim Cuddy will be on the podcast. Almost forgot my guitar on my way to track down this week's guest. It all fell apart last week with Jim Cuddy. Not because of him, but hey, let me pull over here because I'm hands-free, but I'm worried about the audio setup and I'm on my own out here and I'm just gonna, this is a good spot right here. So let me just pull over so I could focus on podcasting. Okay, go, and then all right, so now when I flip this mic on back here, I hope these mics are on, hope I'm figuring this out. Now open up the van. All right, okay, and have a seat back here. Okay, I've got this microphone here in the middle. I think if you talk to it really closely, it's great. But I've got these wireless mics, these lavaliers that I own myself. I'm going to talk close to this mic, though, right now. I'm podcasting in the van and alone and hoping that goes okay because it's all going to work out. It really is. I believe it with all of my heart. If you listened to last week's podcast, though, I've believed things were going to work out before that didn't. So you may want to just keep listening to actually find out if Jim Cuddy gets in the van, if I really do track him down. It's been a pretty long day so far. I'm figuring out why the guys told me what to do with this microphone. But then I have these other, I don't know. I'm all alone out here in the van because I'm doing something a little different this week on the podcast. I'm J.R. Diggs and I'm in the van alone out on the road. No Adam or Jordan or the comfy confines of the studio space we have been recording the podcast in these first bunch of weeks. The original idea for this podcast was just to take the old van here out on the road and meet up with people and talk to people and interview people and figure out, you know, what a podcast is or what it is going to be for me in the van. And this is it, or morphing into what it is. The guys couldn't make it with me and get out on the road here. And I think they were worried that the van is going to break down and then we'd be stuck somewhere hours and hours away from home. And that wouldn't be any fun for anybody, for me maybe, because what kind of life do I have? This is it. This is a guy in his van, desperate enough now in his career to do whatever he can, which is now recording a podcast. It's kind of weird here. I'm by myself, so there's no one to talk to. I'm literally inside my van. I could shoot some video. I have some cameras with me, a couple GoPros. I'm not really sure what I'm doing with these microphones, so I hope that this works out okay. I've got a lav plug stuck to my nipple or my chest if I'm trying to sound like a real man. And I'm trying to figure this all out, and I'm hoping you guys stick with me long enough to do so because I have a cool opportunity this week to track down, I don't know if I'm calling them guests or just people that I'm going to try to meet up with and have an interview with, a discussion, a talk, a chat. I'm actually on my way to meet up with a legend in the music industry, somebody that I'm going to get some advice on. I've got my guitar with me. I've got everything with me. I plan on maybe just eventually living here in the van. So I do have my toothbrush and an emergency first aid kit and my guitar. I got my guitar and a tambourine, and I'm writing music. I'm basically just living the life of a gypsy now. And so I want to write some music. One of the things, I don't know if I've talked about this in the past or not, but I've always liked writing songs, written, never finished a complete song, but written thousands and thousands of songs over the decades of life that I've lived. And somebody that I'm really looking forward to meeting here in a little bit, or in a little while, I guess, later today, or hopefully this will work out, is Jim Cuddy. He plays in a band called Blue Rodeo. He performs solo now, has for years. And I want to collaborate with him here in the van. Maybe it'll be my first official collaboration and the beginning of my new record, my album. Got lots of goals, lots of things I want to do in life, many of which I won't do, and I know that I won't do, but maybe that's life too. You just set all these goals for yourself and then just fail miserably, and you get into your 40s and you realize how meaningless your life has become. But I don't want to get too serious here, because this could get depressing and sad in a hurry, because like I said, I am just sitting here by myself in the van, and maybe that's depressing all on its own. But if you're looking to build an image for yourself in your head, I've pulled over the side of the road just because it would be safer, I think, and I needed to figure out how to plug the microphones and stuff in, on my way to meet with Jim Cuddy, and this is the beginning. Oh, I should still have some sort of structure to this podcast this week, though, even though I'm doing things differently than I have in the first few weeks. And I'm outside the studio, but still very happy to say that Pizza Pizza is making all this possible. And I just had some of that for lunch a little bit ago. Stopped along the way and had a delicious pepperoni and mushroom. It's my favorite. Well, I like pineapple too, but thanks Pizza Pizza for sticking with me. I hope you folks will too, because this podcast will evolve. Well, it has now, literally on the road, and it might give me more access to different types of guests, mostly music acts. Like the first few have all been guests, people that I know that are in bands. It's just easier to track down musicians, it seems like, so far, and than it is actors or celebrity types. And so looking forward to this week's podcast. And I bet you this mic sounds good, but if I talk back here, which I'm just on this little lavalier, that's how I'm going to have to do it with Cuddy, I think. I'm better just go and get back on the road here. See, it's good that I have that lavalier on right now, because you can still hear me when I walk around the van. There's a little bit of space here for sure. I'm going to shut this microphone off, get in the front of the van. Hopefully it starts. Yep. Okay, that's good. That's good. See, things are, so far, if you're following along, things are still going okay. Van is in gear, and we are heading back onto the road, the right road, hopefully. And the next time you hear me in the back of the van, it will be with our guest this week, as promised, Jim Cuddy. Oh, yeah. Here he is, hopping in the van here. My special guest, Jim Cuddy. Look at.
How are you?
Welcome to the show and in the van.
Much.
You like it?
Oh, it's great. Reminds me of everything I wanted when I was 18.
Is it true?
Absolutely.
You're probably traveling a couple of these vans once in a while.
Not this nice.
No?
Not this nice.
But the buses now, they're, this is probably nicer than your bus even.
No, this is like my bunk in the bus.
Is it?
Yeah, so sorry. Like... I have moved beyond it, but there was a time.
Right. Because, because every band has to start in a van, no?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, you don't start in it this nice. You usually have just a couple seats and all your gear in the back, you know.
But this is
very nice, and this is appropriate for a talk show.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, it's a talk. It's not just, we're not just wandering around the streets here. Yeah. So how many songs have you written in your whole life? Do you know?
Oh, no, hundreds. I mean,
No, specifically.
No, I really don't know. No, you know that. That's the unanswerable question.
No, I don't.
I've been writing songs since I was about 13.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been doing it professionally for 35 years, so I always, you know, I write 10 songs a year, so
you do
something like that.
Wow, do you almost have like a mandate for yourself, or how many you'd like to write, or just it's still inspiration?
I do it as work. Like I just like when we're playing, I don't write, but I always have ideas germinating, and then when we stop, I sit down and write a bunch of songs. I usually end up with 10 or 15 songs, and then I'll work maybe 7 or 8 of those into the Blue Rodeo and keep some for myself.
And how's that? Like, obviously, you've figured out how to do what I think a lot of people fail at doing, which is that to do your own thing. You got the band with Blue Rodeo, and together it seems to work perfectly. Fans obviously follow, is it called both careers in a sense? Like a solo career and a band with the band?
Yeah, I think it's worked out well. I mean, I think we did it out of necessity because we'd been on the band track for so long that just in order to do something different and to not have to put all the pressure of everything we want to do musically on one entity.
Right.
And I think that it's just been a good thing for us to mature. And I like doing both.
Right.
And I don't find that it's too much pressure to do both.
Yeah.
And I find I have enough songs and energy to do it.
Yeah. Is it still that where you get an idea and you want to say something, or is it sometimes just about, because you guys have had hits that are, you know, singable, tap your feet along hits. That's kind of the success of the band and your solo career is catchy stuff. What's more
catchy
important?
Catchy, meaningless stuff.
Is it meaningless?
No, I don't think so. I like to think not.
A guy who's doing the,
like
most of my
not.
Career is meaningless, so I know if it would be meaningless or not. I can tell you. And it's, a bunch of your songs. I probably got a smooch now and again to a couple of your songs. So meaningful to me.
Yeah. No, I don't. I think that we translate our experiences and conversations into music. I think that's just the way that the people that I know, and certainly the people in Blue Rodeo, that's the way our minds work.
Right.
So where somebody would maybe have a conversational theme that they would follow for three months or something, you know how this happened, and then talk about a party or talk about a friend.
Yeah.
We are more comfortable translating that into the language of music.
Right.
And I think that's really all it is to it. And so, you know, I mean, I know we're joking about the meaningless or meaningful, but it has the same dynamic range as anything in your life. There's some things that don't have a great importance that still take your attention.
Sure.
And then there's other things that are socially important that you want to write about.
If I had to write a song, because I have to write a song, I don't have to, but I'm going to. I'm going to conquer all things. I'm going to become the greatest talk show host in the world.
Right.
That's not true. But I'm going to write an album. I should write a song. I should write music. I can play.
Sure.
Right. And so what would you give me? I'm getting advice here from Jim Cuddy on how to write a hit song. You know.
Well, you'd have to write something that's relevant to you. So you'd start by saying, like, let's say you wrote the song Trapped in a Van.
Okay.
You know, that would be your, that'd be the
Is that
name.
How you're feeling right now?
Trapped in a Van. No.
But that'd be, that'd what are you be trying your to tell me here, Jim?
You know, here I am trapped in a van.
Yeah,
and that,
you
that
are
would
kinda
be like your obstacle to get over is to,
right,
just to get out of the van.
Okay.
And get into a whatever
so
is the next step.
Okay, I got, watch. So Trapped in a Van.
Yes.
Watch this.
Yeah. Trapped in a Van. Not sure if I can ever get out of this thing. Oh, you're going back there. And that's what I have to do.
Trapped in a van with Jim Cuddy. I could say something about, feels so nasty and slutty.
Slutty, nice. Nice, well, you've defined your audience.
You got to know your audience, though, right?
Well, as soon as you say slutty, you're going to...
Yeah.
You're, You're aiming more for college, I guess.
Right? Well, I'll take anything I can get at this point, Jim. But little advice from Jim Cuddy on how to write a song, how to write a hit song.
I gave you a start.
I think we did.
I gave you a title. That's all you need.
Is that
Trapped in a van.
Yeah?
Trapped in a van.
Okay. I think things are going to be cut short here a little bit. You've got to get back to what you're really here to do. But thank you. It's Jim
Cuddy. Very happy to be on the show. Sorry I have to rush, but we have a show in 20 minutes.
He's a busy guy. He's playing rock and roll. And it's been fun. My pleasure. I hope it was yours as well. He's not really trapped in the van. We're going to let him out somehow. Say goodbye. Say goodbye,
goodbye
to everybody.
Everybody.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
So that was Jim Cuddy. He's walking away. He's saying goodbye. He's waving. And kind of a cut short interview or chat that I had with him. We were planning on spending, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, but he's here to perform. I tracked him down at a scheduled gig that he had, and I was just grateful that he took a few minutes, just a few minutes to hop in the van and to say hi. I've never met Jim Cuddy before, so it was odd enough that he was even willing to get into some strange guy's van to talk at all. I shot some video of it. I could probably put that on YouTube and stuff. I'm not sure what you do with all that video when it's an audio podcast, but I have that. And so I said goodbye to Jim Cuddy. It was seemed like an abrupt kind of goodbye, an end, but off microphone, one of his people or a promoter was basically, you know, giving me the look like you got 30 seconds here. And I didn't want to be disrespectful. And I appreciated just even the few minutes that I got to spend with Jim Cuddy and learn how to write a hit song about being slutty and nasty and hanging with Jim Cuddy. Right here in the van was a short little interview discussion. But I'm a persistent guy. And it turns out there might be an opportunity later this week to track him down again. I would really like him to perform, right? I'd like him to sing a song is my goal. I'd like a musical performance from Jim Cuddy, and we weren't able to get that pulled off in the few minutes that we had. So here's what I'm thinking now. Let me speak clearly into this microphone, the big microphone, so that you guys can hear what's in my head right now. My new plan, the idea that just popped in my head is to continue on down the road and track down Jim Cuddy again, because I do know where he's going to end up in a few days. And it would be great to get a musical performance from him on the podcast. And let me shut the van up here and get back on the road and continue with this plan. And shut this microphone off. Get in the front seat of the van. The driver's seat. I am in the driver's seat, folks. So stick with me. Stay the course. And hopefully this microphone up front here is working and you are hearing me loud and clear, because I'm hoping Jim Cuddy will let me hunt him down again for a musical performance. I think he had a good time. I think that he wasn't too freaked out. Maybe he will be if I start stalking him and tracking him down across the countryside. But that might be fun too on the podcast. See how that goes. And I can see why Jordan and Adam maybe decided just to stay put back at their studio and send me out on the road on my own this week to track down this week's guests, because they would have ended up on the road with me for days and days. And maybe they wouldn't have wanted to do that. Maybe. But that's what I'm going to do. I am going to start the engine up here. There's a good sign. It's in gear, and I am getting the show back on the road. On my way to wherever I'm going next, I'm not exactly sure about that part, but eventually, and in a little bit, a few days probably real time, few seconds in podcasting time, the next time you hear me talking from in the back of the van there, it will be part two of the interview, a musical performance by Jim Cuddy. Oh, yeah.
Good job this time.
Okay, thanks. That's good advice, right? First off, it's Jim Cuddy, everyone. Yeah, everyone knows who I am. It's my show, J.R. Diggs. Look at the cameras there and of here. This is more me, though.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, because right. Although I'm going to make this seem like I'm interested in you, it's really about me. It's still all about me.
That's what he's supposed to be about.
Yes.
That's good.
Iconic Jim Cuddy, singer-songwriter, award-winning phenom, but in my mind, it's about me.
I'm very comfortable with that.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're in my seat.
Yeah, I know. I feel weird. It's like in the king's throne.
Look, it feels low. No, this
you're
is
too low.
This is maybe how it should be. Like a reverent, and I'm gonna learn as much about you as I can just hanging out here in the van.
Okay.
That seems cool for me.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too.
So the first thing I noticed right away is you almost have like a skinny jean thing going on.
Well, almost. It's like that can't get any skinnier than that.
I know, but...
I love skinny jeans.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
I always have. You know, I think that, they say that the way you dressed as a teenager is the way you like it best. So I remember going from skinny jeans to bell bottoms, and those are still the two styles I like the best. You know, so they come and go.
But okay. Is that his microphone?
I liked it.
Is that his mic?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Look it. See?
That's good. We got backup.
I could have done that. No, we probably still heard all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're gonna mic you and everything. This is like these guys are supposed to do all this, and then they leave it up to me. Okay. It's supposed to be like a.
Doesn't seem fair.
And they're supposed to be a crew.
Let the ascension continue.
All right. Wow. Okay. Ascension.
Ascension.
Right. Okay.
So your ascension.
All right.
Okay. So skinny jeans. So I've always liked skinny jeans, and I also like bell bottoms. And there was a brief time where bell bottoms were back.
Yeah.
And I thought that I like that.
Really. Because
that always reminds me of, you know, sort of there's that switch where you're. Between you like 10 and 12, where your mother buys jeans when you're 10, but you buy your own when you're 12.
Okay.
So, and I remember that was, for us, that was going down to Toronto to Queen and Church.
Yeah.
And that was, what the hell was that called? Thrifties.
Yeah, sure.
Thrifties was the store.
Oh, right, the jean store.
The jean store.
Right.
Yeah, so that was, we used to get Lee Cords, or we used to get Levi, anyway.
So you probably were wearing skinny jeans before they're popular now.
Well, I was wearing skinny jeans when I was skinny.
Yeah. So you're like the whole thing that's happening now, like you're the original hipster.
Are they hipster?
Yeah,
skinny
that's
jeans hipster.
No, this is what they said. Right. I want to get some fashion sense from you. All day I was walking around with this hat.
Yeah.
This is more me. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
But have you worn a cowboy hat ever when you played?
No.
You guys have a Western feel.
Yeah, we always had a Western feel, which I sort of resisted at first, although I was a big cowboy fan when I was a kid. But we did the Western shirts, and I'm still really smitten.
Yeah.
So I still think they're beautiful.
And but, don't you feel like you write in a style of country music?
Well, you know, country music means so many things to so many people. But currently, whatever country music means now is not the style I write in.
Right.
So I think I would be, it would be more accurate to say now I write in a roots style because they're more about personal recollections put into an acoustic or semi-acoustic form.
Okay.
And I think that's sort of where I've always been.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I think even when I was young, even though I was really smitten with the Beatles and all that electric music, I was also very drawn to the singer-songwriter, Dylan and Lightfoot and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's still, you know, where my interest lies.
Do you listen to a lot of music while you're writing, do you think?
No, when I'm writing, then I don't, because I'm worried about stealing and I'm worried about being distracted. So I do a lot of listening between writing. So like right now. So because we're done, obviously, our new record. So and I won't start writing again for a few months. So now I'm open. Now I'm listening and movies and listening to new music on the internet and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And now I'll sort of be gathering ideas.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to hear something by me?
Sure.
All right. One sec. Here, let me. Here, you hold this guitar.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna get this one. I'm gonna use the green one. Do you not use a pick? here, I brought this jacket. I was really preoccupied with trying to make sure that I had a look, a gym. I wanted to fit in. If I'm gonna hang with you in the van, would you say this feels like you?
That's a really nice jacket.
Do you like it?
Didn't they have one in your size?
No, but I know it's a little big, right? It's true.
I don't know. You do have a lot of stuff going on.
I do?
And I think maybe the idea was style. Like, I'm no stylist, but, you know, you got to kind of...
What about this?
Kind of unify the stuff.
Sure.
Does that happen without the wig?
You got a kind of a hayseed, Green Acres kind of thing.
Green Acres. No, I'm trying to get away from funny. I want to be taken seriously here. So,
okay. Let's hear the song.
Okay. It's just the beginning. And then the words come, right?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
You don't have any words to do.
No, don't. Help me, Jim.
No.
Help me.
No.
Just come up with a word, and I'll show you what I do with the word.
No, the thing is that, you know, we who do this,
we
don't want it to.
Are we a we?
No, you know, the people that do it.
Me.
Okay.
We don't want this to be easy.
Okay.
We want it to be difficult.
Okay.
So we want people that enter in, rookies, to be bewildered.
Right.
How do you possibly do this?
Yeah.
We're not telling you.
You won't tell?
You figure it out. Once you're in the club, we'll share secrets, but when you're trying to get in, no.
Oh, shit. I wanted so badly to figure this out. Can you do me a favor? Will you play me just a little jitty then? And then I'll get out of your shot here.
You will.
Here, let's see. Okay, enough of me. Here's Jim Cuddy. Under the summer sky. To my past, all the kids in your class. Nobody ever asked why. Nobody counting the lives you cost. No love is crying for sons they've lost. Nobody dodging it all. You and the road and the roads and I can't remember the lyrics. None in the lawn and you're holding it. One day when the world is right, you're gonna walk in the bright blue light. Cena's gone and your friends moved on. We're gonna watch you fall. We're gonna watch it all one fine day.
There we
yes,
go.
Jim Cuddy, everybody. That was Jim Cuddy.
You should hear that
in
lyrics.
That's real music. And as soon as I figure this out, I swear you're gonna let me in the club, right?
No. Okay, you better go, right? Everyone's waiting for you there. I feel, there he goes. No, get going. Yeah, you better go. The people are going to get mad at me. I don't need people getting mad at me. There he goes, Jim Cuddy. What a fantastic guy.
Talking into this microphone now, the one that was in the middle the entire time. I bet you this is how this has got to work. I need two of these microphones. So myself and the guests can each talk closely into these more professional, larger mics. But I just got the one from the guys. So I don't know how this all works out, but that gets figured out in post, I suppose, by Jordan and Adam, who hopefully will be happy that this worked out, at least. And I got a guest on the podcast in the van. He performed incredibly impromptu-like, just off the cuff. He's a pro, though. He is definitely somebody I can learn a lot from about how to be a rock and roll star, write some music, and, well, what else is there to say to you right now? If you listened till now, it all worked out, didn't it? It just worked. Sometimes things actually do work out in my life and on this podcast. And so I want to just again thank Jim Cuddy very much for letting me stalk him and track him down across the countryside this week for a second opportunity to get him in the van for a performance, chatting a little bit about music skinny jeans, and I even forget what else I talked to him about. It wasn't a long conversation, but it was a nice one, and I look forward to doing this more often now. I think it's kind of working out. I don't know what it'll all sound like and how I will edit together, but I know that there was a little bit of glitches with some microphone issues. I could see some levels and stuff as I was in the middle of it at one point, and one of the mics conked out, but that's, oh well, I'll figure this all out. Please bear with me and just hope that, you know, this all works out. It's the first time I've actually been in the van out on the road doing this podcast. Again, I said earlier, you know, it's a little bit different to do something like this on my own. And I hope you guys stick with me like Pizza has since the beginning. Back in 2001, when my little television show, not from the van back then, it wasn't for many years later until a decade later that I started shooting my show, my late night show from my van here. But in the beginning, Pizza sponsored my TV show, and they are supporting me again. So thank you very much to Pizza for making this podcast possible. Maybe the guys can find some time to get out in the van here with me next week. But it's just kind of nice, though, too, just to drive around on my own, to be honest. And I can just go on a whim, or if I get an opportunity to meet up with somebody or get an interview with somebody or find out where somebody is and track them down, that could be part of this podcast to see who I get in the van next and how I go about doing that. It's a little bit of tricky footwork. Not really. Well, it was, but Jim Cuddy's such an easygoing dude. You have no idea how accommodating he's been to make that possible and to perform. And I promise him that we're going to do a little bit of like reverb or something, some little bit of work on the audio to make that sound a little bit smoother. But that's stuff that will happen in post, or I guess they call it, before it gets put out on the internet. And I don't know what I'll do with the video. And I have enjoyed this. I hope you guys listening have a little bit. What was a good guest? Forget about me or anything like that. That's a cool kind of conversation with a Canadian music legend, Jim Cuddy, writing songs with me, performing, talking about his life a little bit and his life in music. And if this becomes a theme where I talk mostly to musicians and stuff, so be it. And I will put out the album that I've been talking about wanting to do. I could ramble here and think of something clever to say, but I think it's best just to say goodbye and end the podcast this week. Thanks for listening. Please keep listening and tweeting me and whatever, following me on Instagram. I don't understand Instagram. Facebook, I'll put the same dumb video or something on Facebook and get 1,000 views, which isn't a big deal, but I've never been a big deal ever, but certainly not on the internet. My show was put out, I was just doing my goofy, wacky show before YouTube even existed. You think I'd been on the front end of this shit, but no, story of my life. But how do you wrap up when there's nobody to say stop? Or wrap up, you just have to have some self-discipline here, which I don't have either. And my mind just went to another place there, and I was about to do a rant on that, but I'm going to figure out how this podcast should and could sound. Goodbye? Do I just say goodbye? It feels lonely to leave you guys. It's even if there's only a couple of you listening. Oh, that's what I was just saying. Instagram, I don't understand. 1,000 or so, you know, views on some dumb video that I stick on Facebook, and it's like a tenth of that on Instagram. I don't understand that. Why are all these people following me on Instagram if nobody watches or likes anything that I put there? Like, shouldn't they unfollow me or something? Isn't that how that's supposed to work? Or they just follow me and don't look at anything just to fuck with me and make me feel bad about, worse about my career and ending up in my van on the side of the road. Well, I'm not on the side of the road now. I'm actually in a parking lot outside another venue. So many times I want somebody to jump in there and I could do some sort of ramble with somebody, but when you're by yourself, I'm going to have to get used to this too, if this is how this is going to start going. Oh, wow. All right. So now what? I close up the van. Turn this microphone off. The driver's seat, turn this microphone on. I can't lean into it too much, though, and drive. Turn the van on. Good. And not only did Jordan and Adam send me with a microphone and some tips on how to record from in the van here, but they put the closing music on a cassette tape because the van only has a cassette. No fancy disc or anything like that. I'm surprised it just doesn't even have an 8-track, but cassette tape. This is how the show, or the podcast, I guess we call it, wraps up. That's how you folks listening know it is. I'm going to stick it in now. And yeah, that's what that means. That's another podcast done. A little bit of a bumpy road here. Literally, not figuratively, like my career. Well, not this week. Maybe this podcasting thing is going to be my thing for real. Yes. And as the music wraps up here, that means that it's all done. A conclusion to a successful chapter of my life. Maybe that my life shouldn't be chapters. If I just did those little paragraphs, I could actually have a happy ending now and again. That's a great way to think about things. There. Inspirational podcast that I always wanted. See you guys. Listen again next week.